what has been going on. Yesterday, there was some meme event that I went to, and then at night, I wanted to go out and hang out and drink a little bit on my favorite Austin street on 6th Street. And while I was out with my good Nazi friend, I'll say LS for an abbreviation to keep it anonymous. My other wonderful Lauren friend. So apparently every single person in Austin, I guess, knows who I am for whatever reason. Okay. So we walk up to some bar and the guy's like, oh, hey, are you Dustin River? I'm like, yeah, hey, what's up? And then I hear a noise to my left and I look over to my left and Lauren De Laguna is just standing there like fucking cracked out. Her eyes are like, I'm like, what the fuck? With her little phone out, like she's recording me. And then I see the other Lauren has gone running the other way. He's like, okay, this is fucking crazy. And then Lauren De Laguna 180s and starts running after her with her little phone out. And then I'm looking at, and I just have no idea what the fuck is happening. I look back at the, I don't know if you would call him like the bouncer or whatever else. And he's like, do you know that woman or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, the crazy one. And he's like, yeah, apparently he says she's trying to make it as like a stand-up comedian here now or something. And I'm like, okay, interesting. So then I start walking that way because I don't know where all the Laurens have run off to. And then eventually Lauren De Laguna, you know, turns around and starts walking back to me. And then she starts with her phone out. She's like accusing me of stalking her and just doing of like following her and patrolling the streets looking for her. And I'm like, I don't know why you're here. I didn't even know you lived here or were traveling here, whatever. And then, yeah, so that was this. I think I take my phone out. I take a few selfies because apparently she's recording the whole thing. So I don't know if she's planning on like saying some like crazy shit about our interaction. So obviously I'm going to start recording it too. So I'm like, okay. And then I think we chat for a little bit. I think I make fun of her a little bit. And that was my, yeah, Jesus Christ. I think somebody might have the link to her Instagram story. I don't know if anybody has it.
This is my best friend, Lauren De Laguna. How you doing?
You came to Texas to bother.
I literally am game stalking her right now. I am game stalking this wonderful lady.
I work here.
You work here?
I work here.
Do you have anything you would like to say to the audience?
Yeah, you're a freak. You're fucking weird.
Okay, cool. Anything else?
Yeah,
thank you for joining us today. Thank you for.
Why hasn't she released her point of view? My guess is. Is she was hoping either me or Lauren would say or do something crazy, I guess. I don't know. But nothing happened. So I think she made a few streams talking about it.
You're stalking me. You're a one-man, this is a one-man gang stalker army right now, okay? So thanks for hanging out.
And you just keep making taxes. Yeah, so why I need to be deposed.
Yeah, really? Are we recording each other now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How are you doing? How's life in Texas?
I'm gonna go to my boss.
Okay, be careful. Say bye. I'll see you around.
I don't know why she comes back.
Why are you following me?
Because I'm bored and I gang stalk in real life.
You're fucking freak. You're a pedophile.
Yeah.
Since you deposed or subpoenaed her, you must have known that she lives in Texas. I don't think she ever got subpoenaed in Texas. I'm pretty sure she got subpoenaed in Florida. Because I think she complains about getting subpoenaed later on in Florida. How drunk were you in this clip? I was pretty drunk at this point. I was pretty toasted. I almost thought I had like a 1 second freak out moment because I'm like, am I hallucinating right now? Because I had no idea why the fuck this person just run up to me. I'm like, how is she here?
You're fucking freak. You're a pedophile.
Yeah.
Sad. You look sad.
Pedophile too.
You are a pedophile.
True.
I mean, Rose.
True. Queen.
And there she goes.
Stay safe. Be careful.
Okay. That didn't answer the question, but go off, Queen. What didn't answer what question? Why would I know that she lives in Texas? I have no idea that she lives in Texas. Why would I know this? Also, I'm on 6th Street. This is like the most popular street in Austin. So I don't know what you're implying that I would go. Am I just not allowed to go to Austin anymore? What are you talking about? Jesus.
Okay. Tonight.
Apparently she made some video here.
I got a bunch of new followers due to the Destiny drama. So I'm just going to briefly state what happened. I was at my job and Destiny and Lauren Southern showed up where I was working tonight.
I don't know what she means by show up where she was working. I don't know where she works. Some people said she works at like the mothership. Maybe we were just going to bars. I don't think she was working at the bar we were going to because she literally, you can see she runs across the street afterwards to go to her boss or whatever. I don't know where she works. We were just going to bars, but.
And just like were patrolling the area that I work. They
patrolling? Patrolling?
We're patrolling the area that I work. I moved from Florida to Texas to get away from Destiny.
You moved states to, I haven't seen this person for, I want to say over a year. What do you mean get away from me? What?
When I was a public defender in Florida, he sent attorneys to my place of work to send me a subpoena. He had my ability to do it at home. He had multiple different ways to do it, but he decided to disrupt me at work.
To receive a subpoena? Are you okay? Destiny, so do you think she stalked you all the way through? No. My guess is she probably just saw me and probably Lauren and was excited to try to get some crazy video. That's my guess. I seriously, because I don't know how she would even know when I was there. There's no way she was like, no. I'm pretty sure she must have just seen us and wanted to run up and get a video. That's my guess.
And now he's doing that again. He's telling me that he's going to like ruin my career and that my life is over and that I haven't done anything to this man. I'm not Pixie's attorney. He lied about that. He's filed bar complaints. He's tried to get me stripped of my license. I haven't done anything to this man.
She is very particular about the things she says for a very particular reason. But that will come out in the future.
Other than I dated him and then broke up with him.
We have never dated before, and she absolutely didn't break up with me. She fawned over me, told me that she loved me, that I was the only guy she'd connected with in years and wanted to date me. And then when I said, I don't think I'm looking to date anybody after Melina, 3 days later, she decided that she fucking hated me. It's kind of cringe not to go over all the old memes now again, but... Somebody link this timestamp.
I think this was before she formally asked me out, but I knew it was coming because, yeah, she started to get... this happened like 5 different times, okay? But this is so...
Oh, I took pictures of these. Thanks. Thank God. Oh, yeah, fuck. Because she would send me messages like this, but then she would delete them after. So when I would open Discord, they're, not there.
Cringe and mean. I'm sorry, I was really drunk. I don't know why I told you that. She would do this a lot. Oh, I'm drunk. Today's her actual birthday. Message her on Instagram. And then this is one of their friends. I love you so much. I would do anything to make you happy. And then when I opened my phone, these last, two messages would be, deleted. And I'd be like, Jesus Christ. Oh, and then I started because I realized that she was getting, super, super, super obsessive. So I was trying to, not hang out with her. So I was do this because this woman is literally mind-fucking herself. I can't. This is next date on the 29th. Also, I want to see you too. I'm gonna be out of town on the 29th. That's why my big debate is in New York City. When is my next date with you then? Good question. LOL. I'll be cramming crazy the next week and a half. Maybe sometime middle of next month. That's so far. I know. And then between these two messages, she sent a message asking me out. She's like, oh, we should go on, or I want to be a girlfriend or something. But then she deleted it. So I screenshotted this because deleting messages. And then I said, also, listen, I'm 100% going to remain single for a long time. LOL. I'm mega focused on work/career stuff. So don't mind yourself getting hung up on me or anything. I don't like anyone else though. And I'm going to be great. I suck now, but I'm going to be licensed. Start a practice. You're the only person I've sex with a really long time. Jesus Christ.
It was awkward. This should just be an awkward thing that just remains between two people. But for some reason, she just decides to run around publicly saying that we dated for a long time. The last I've heard, she says we dated for 9 months. But anyway, it's just annoying. Whatever. Anyway, that was my Lauren adventures. Lauren's adventures. Apparently, she also made another story saying to explain why she looked high on meth. I don't think she necessarily looked high, but Jesus Christ. That's pretty good foresight from you. She's unhinged. Wow, thanks, buddy. Good foresight would have been never talking to her ever. Jesus. What phone were you using to record the De Laguna encounter at the video caller cinema? That would be my iPhone 17.